When it was all counted and packed, the pottery lady told Tonino to hold out his hand while she counted out the money to pay for it. Tonino had never seen so much money at one time in his whole life. But that was not all. Next, the lady asked for Tonino's name and address. She said that she would make a journey to Nuvillo next year and buy 6 dozen more pieces of his pottery. They were all to be decorated with little animals, like the ones that she had just bought. Then the lady said that she would send a boy with a cart to carry the 2 baskets of pottery to her shop. Tonino had told her that his donkey was going to run in the race that very afternoon, so she would not let Tintorle be disturbed. Just as the pottery lady said goodbye, she asked Mamito where she and Tonino were staying in Vence. As soon as she heard, she said, "I should like to know a great deal more about how Tonino came to make his pottery, and how Nanu paints it. I wonder if you and the little Tonino would have lunch with me at the Golden Pigeon at 12 o'clock. Of course, Mamito accepted. Imagine the fun of having lunch at one of those little tables in front of the Golden Pigeon instead of eating some bread and cheese on a beach in the grand place. There were ever so many other people having their lunches when Tonino, his grandmother, and the pottery lady sat down at a little table. That made it all the more interesting.